taught in medical school, to continually redefine my understanding and use of food as medicine. Even today, most medical schools fail to provide even the most rudimentary basics of nutrition. I was fortunate to have the privilege of using these principles to care for more than 25,000 patients in my clinical career. It was enormously rewarding to be able to provide solutions for most of my patients, many of whom had been seen but not successfully treated by some of the leading physicians at some of the finest institutions in the country. It wasn't that I was any smarter than these other physicians. Far from it. The difference was that I stayed disciplined, open-minded, and diligent in pursuing the truth about the underpinnings of health. My unfair advantage was elemental. I had a better understanding of how the body healed itself because I made a decision to stay at arm's length from pharmaceutical interests. That perspective helped me focus on looking for and remedying the cause of disease rather than mitigating the symptoms. Although I was aware of the importance of limiting refined carbs and processed foods and replacing them with healthier choices, I was relatively clueless about the importance of eating plenty of high-quality fats and activating the body's natural ability to burn fat for its primary fuel instead of glucose. I didn't realize that I still had to look further. We're losing the war on cancer because we've been